This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. It's been incredible. We're about to talk about communists, how they view themselves, how they use your organization to further the revolution, not to further your organization. We are going to have a very hard talk after that about amnesty. The whispers are starting to get louder. We'll talk about that. We'll do some emails. We'll do some other things this hour. But first, I'm going to play something for you. And this is not just to once again dunk on communist college professors. It's not to just dunk on college. What I'm about to play for you, I want this to be a lesson to every single person in corporate America who is listening to me right now. I want this to be a lesson to anybody who is considering bringing on new people. Maybe you are a church and you're hiring. Maybe you're a business, you're hiring. A sports league, a whatever you, a camp, you're bringing in new counselors. You must at all times aggressively screen the people you're bringing in for the faintest whiff of communism. And if you smell it, you must turn and run the other direction, because the communist is always a communist first. He does not care about you, your mission, your bottom line, your organization, your church, your sports league, your whatever it may be. He is in the middle of a revolution. He is fighting a revolution, and he only wants access to your organization to further the revolution. That's all he will ever care about, because he is a religious zealot. Would you like an example? Oh, allow me to introduce you to Iman Abdelhabi. Who is this? Well, she's a professor at the University of Chicago. At the University of Chicago. Maybe that doesn't mean anything to you. This is one of the most prestigious universities on the planet. I want you to listen to this shockingly honest little diatribe about, hey, why did you seek out employment with the University of Chicago?
The University of Chicago, it's evil. Like, you know.
I realize the first word is beeped because this is a family-friendly show. She's using the F word, the potty word. She starts out, beep the University of Chicago, her own employer. I'll let her continue.
The University of Chicago, it's evil. Like, you know, it's a colonial landlord. Like, why would I put any of my political energy into this space? And I kind of had a little bit of disdain for like people who spent a lot of time doing that. We don't have power. We can shift the moral authority all we want. We've won the moral question. Like, that was the imperative that we've had. Done. Check. Like, put Palestine in the national consciousness, we did it. You know, make people sympathetic to Palestine, teach the history, we did it. Like, now you have white boys on the north side of Chicago being like, hey man, free Palestine. I'm like, okay, now did not see it coming, glad it's here. I think the question that I'm asking myself, and I'm asking you to ask yourself, is where can I actually build power? Turns out, I work at one of the biggest employers in the city of Chicago. I work at a place that is a landlord, a healthcare provider, a police force, right? And a place where I have access to thousands of people that I could potentially organize. However, but I'm just like, actually, this is where I need to build power, right? Like, this is my best possible structural leverage. And so I do one-on-ones with my liberal colleagues who are like, well, I don't know, but you know, I just think we should live the life of the mind here in Hyde Park, where we are. You know, it's like, yeah, you know, I hear you totally. Yeah,
I think you get the idea. That's how they all think your child's third grade teacher with the gay flag and the Black Lives Matter flag and the crew cut. She didn't take that job so she could teach your third grader reading, writing, and arithmetic. She took that job because it gave her access to power to further the revolution. I know when you're in NASCAR is a great example because it sickens me what they've done to NASCAR. And you're at the corporate offices of NASCAR and you have to bring in a new marketing director. I know it's so tempting to go to Harvard, to Yale. Of course, those are going to be the smartest kids, right? That communist is going to destroy your organization. They're not coming into NASCAR to further NASCAR. They're coming into NASCAR to further the revolution. Headline, James Gunn, he's that Hollywood director, whatever, says Superman is about an immigrant. An immigrant that came from other places and populated the country. Yes, it's about politics. They can't sit down and just make a great movie about Superman. They have to fight for the revolution. The revolution always comes first. Listen to this, college professor.
That seek to dismantle the United States. I hope you seek to dismantle the United States. And if that isn't your politics, okay? I speak as if everybody has this commitment. And the thing is that you should. You should listen to indigenous people when they're telling you that this is the goal. And that
they are destroyers. They will do whatever they have to do to worm their way inside of whatever organization you have. Because remember, they exist, at least in their minds, outside of the structures of power. The goal of the communist is to tear down the structures of power. Remember, everything in his mind is evil and wrong, all the existing institutions. So how does he do that? He's an infiltrator. That's why communists historically have been the best spies, far better spies than free people. They're just naturally infiltrators, natural liars. They will worm their way inside of your institution for the purpose of using the power of your institution to further the revolution. And in so doing, they will destroy your institution. This is how they all think. The ones that work in the FBI think the same way. That new youth pastor your church just hired thinks the same way. That little league coach, kindergarten teacher, general in the military, this is how they think. The communist is always a communist first. He never sets aside his religion for anything else. He's only there to push it forward. All right? All right. Now, I'm going to get to a bunch of emails because I'm behind. But before I get to these emails, we have to have a talk. And I pray that this is the last time we have to have this talk. I don't think it will be, but I pray it's the last time we have to have this talk. Donald Trump got up and spoke over the weekend. And before I play what he said, I've been hearing rumors of this. Donald Trump himself floated something like this out there publicly on social media. There was so much backlash, it was dropped and never brought up again. I got to be honest, I kind of naively thought, okay, he's moved on. Not going to do it. You didn't see this because it was 4th of July weekend. Everybody was off celebrating, not nerding out on the news. Did you see when he said this?
We're working on legislation right now where farmers, look, they know better. They work with them for years. You had cases where, not here, but just even over the years, where people have worked for a farm on a farm for 14, 15 years, and they get thrown out pretty viciously. And we can't do it. We got to work with the farmers and people that have hotels and leisure properties, too. We're going to work with them, and we're going to work very strong and smart. And we're going to put you in charge. We're going to make you responsible. And I think that that's going to make a lot of people happy.
We're working on legislation. Those wonderful farm workers, those hospitality workers, of course, he's discussing hotels, restaurants. We're working on legislation. You know what he's saying, don't you? Let me tell you exactly what is happening and why it's happening and the role you and I will have to play to stop it from happening. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. Remember, you can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. So a couple weeks ago, Donald Trump put out on social media that, hey, we need to back off these deportations of the farmers, the wonderful farm workers who've been here for a long time, and the hospitality workers. Over the weekend, he gave a speech. No one watched it because it was July 4th weekend, but dropped it out there again, said this.
We're working on legislation right now where farmers, look, they know better. They work with them for years. You had cases where, not here, but just even over the years, where people have worked for a farm on a farm for 14, 15 years, and they get thrown out pretty viciously, and we can't do it. We got to work with the farmers and people.
You're probably angry, probably confused. After all, Donald Trump is well on his way to becoming a legend in the American presidential history. Why? What's the main driver of this? Why are the American people so happy?
And there's real uniformity here. That's what I really think you see. You see real uniformity. Deported all immigrants who are here illegally, 55% of the New York Times. Marquette, 64%. CBS News, 57%. ABC News with a slightly different question, 56%. So what you're seeing essentially here...
A large majority of America, they don't want exceptions for anybody. They want them all gone. Every illegal, gone immediately. Donald Trump has ramped up deportations, and every time he ramps them up, every time he sends ICE into Los Angeles, Chicago, anywhere else, his approval numbers go up, 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 up. Started even raiding construction sites, approval numbers up, restaurants, approval numbers up. The more he deports, the higher his approval numbers go. Now, well, I don't know. I mean, we probably need to do some amnesty of these hospitality workers and the farmers. Here's what happens. Big business interests, big donors to the Republican Party are oftentimes people who employ large numbers of illegals. This is rampant in the hospitality industry. Hotels and restaurants, they might be the biggest employers of illegals in the country. They love them. Love the cheap labor. They are in the ear of people like Brooke Rollins of the Trump administration. She's starting to whisper. Other people inside of the Trump administration, hey, maybe back off. The farmers need help. Hey, let those illegals stay here. That has doomed more Republicans than I can count. Republicans who were otherwise solid on issues have destroyed their legacy by embracing amnesty. People forget that Marco Rubio could very well have been president years ago, rising star on the right. Who is this young, good-looking Republican out of Florida? Wow, he's got some great ideas. What destroyed that? Signed on to one amnesty deal called the Gang of Eight, completely destroyed and dismantled his presidential hopes. He's only now recovering his reputation years afterward. I guarantee you, if you got him in a private room, he would tell you it's one of the biggest political mistakes of his life because he listened to those same big business types. Hey, just let me keep my illegals. Oh, yeah, get the murderers out. Just let me keep my illegals. I don't want to have to pay better wages to Americans. No, I have to or my farm will close down. That's one of the two things that's happening. The second thing that is happening is the most human thing in the world. And we are all susceptible to it, but most of us will never be in this position, a position that he's in. When there are political movements in any country at any point in history, when there are political movements, the leader of the political movements, he can oftentimes think after a period of time that he is the movement. He can think he is the reason for all of it. He's the driving force for all of it. That crowd that's chanting his name and wearing his hats and cheering, "We love you, Trump!" That he can tell them anything and they will do it. That he is the master and commander of the movement. And that no matter what he says or no matter what he does, the legions of people who are out there cheering, they'll always be behind him. And that is wrong every single time a political movement's leader attempts to do it. He ends up failing. Political movement leaders ride the wave and desire of the people. It is Donald Trump is popular, ridiculously popular, because he says things people want said. He does things people want done. It's not that he commands those tens of thousands of people that show up at the rally. They are not a bunch of robots. You are not a sheep. You are not a drone. He cannot say and do whatever and expect the undying support of the masses who elected him. And every political leader makes that mistake because you're on stage and they're cheering and chanting your name. Surely I can just say jump and they will all say how high. That's always a mistake and it's not how it works. You are there because you are the vehicle for the people's desires. You are not there because they will follow you over the cliff. Donald Trump and everyone in his administration who may be listening, and I know some of you are, you have the potential to be a president that is legendary for the ages. You could do nothing else for the rest of your 4 years but deport every illegal you can find, and you would be a legend. And you also have the opportunity in front of you to destroy your legacy. If you listen to those sweet, sweet big business donors in your ear, you will. We're going to do some emails next. I'm moving off of this. I hope we don't have to have this talk again. Let's talk about preborn. Let's talk about something wonderful. There's all kinds of death and horrible stuff in the news. I know that. You know that. Let's save a life today. We can't bring back ones we've lost, but we can stop another one from dying. You know, that's the power of an ultrasound. It stops people from dying. That baby in its mother's womb is about to be killed. She's seeking out a place to kill it. Maybe she's even trying to find an abortion pill they'll mail to her. Without an ultrasound, she will. But if we get her in for a free ultrasound from preborn, she will choose life. They do almost every single time. She hears that heartbeat and it's just, it's not a clump of cells anymore. It's a human being. It's her baby. Preborn introduces that baby to its mother. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and buy an ultrasound for someone. Save a life tonight. $28 saves that life. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing, amazing Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. One more thing on amnesty. Hey, Oklahoma. This is your senator. I just want blood red Oklahoma to know that this is your senator, affectionately known on this show as Naked Ken Doll Langford.
It should have passed. It would have fixed a lot.
When he says it should have passed, he's referring to the amnesty bill he worked with Democrats on in Joe Biden's final year. He sat there and watched as those evil communist demons imported barbarians from all over the planet, and then he promptly tried to work with them to keep the border open. Oklahoma, remember this.
It should have passed. It would have fixed a lot of the loopholes that are in the law, and it would have been easier to be able to do enforcement now. Because one of the challenges that we have is our asylum laws do include a lot of loopholes in them that cartels have exploited for years. They've become experts in exploiting our law because it's billions of dollars of income to them when they can find those loopholes and gaps. I heard a commentator just last week saying the courts are challenging these different ways that President Trump.
Yeah, I'm going to stop there. Just understand, he tried to work with the communists to pass amnesty. He's still not sorry about it. He still wishes it had passed. This is why we have to get more involved in primaries, because you may end up with a useless eunuch ginger representing your wonderful red state trying to amnesty illegals into this country. Oklahoma, 2028 is coming. Let's do better. Jesse. Oh, thank you so much for printing this one, Chris. Sometimes you forget that there are insane people who listen to the show. And, you know, I don't take phone calls. Chris, when's the last time we did phone calls? It was forever ago. Right? It's got to be more than a year, right? I don't really do guests. I don't really do phone calls. I really just prefer to hear from me for the most part. And I don't miss them. You don't miss them. I never get an email. I wish you'd do phone calls again. You don't miss them. But there is one part that I do miss. It's the crazies. Jewish producer Chris never wanted me to put them on. People will call in hammered, or they'll call in and they're very clearly insane. And the call screener would even put in little notes on the computer screen. Hey, definitely crazy, definitely insane. And that would be the first one I'd go to, because that's just great radio right there. But every now and then, they squeak through by email. I'm going to read this email verbatim. The subject of this one is pagan. Okay, that's the subject line. Here it is. You ready? Sent from my iPhone. Quite happy to hear you're enjoying your pagan holiday, you evil center sinner. A4 of July is associated with a bloodbath and ripping off England for supplies, period. In case you're wondering what that sentence means, I have no idea. I have no idea either, okay? But, there's more. Also, your Thanksgiving is associated with slaughtering 1,000 Native Americans for food. They were also cannibals, the Pilgrims, Puritans, ha, ha, ha. And your lovely Christmas holiday is associated at the time of Christ's crucifixion. And that's the story. And that's the story from the notable historians. I've been in contact with, of whom you wouldn't be concerned, pagan. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, Chris, can we get her on the phone? Why can't you email her back? Please, Chris. I want to talk to her. I know you don't. Okay, you don't want them having our number. Can we maybe get her to call in? Hey, what, Chris? I just want to talk to her on the air. It'll be great. Please, can you do this? I need to talk to this person. You lose sight of the fact there's a bunch of complete nutters out there. Jesse, should women lose the right to vote? This guy. Should women lose the right to vote if single liberal cat ladies are the ones influencing policies that destroy cities, are generally the ones supporting transgenderism, so on and so forth? What is the solution? Okay, so look. Okay, it's fun to joke about the 19th Amendment destroying America because it's true, but still, let's dwell on this for a moment. Not all women vote communist. Married women don't vote communist at all. Married women vote Republican. Did you know that? So what happens is you get these mentally ill single women, almost always on antidepressants, who've lost their mind, and this is one of them right here.
I know I'm probably gonna get canceled for this, but Camp Mystic is a whites only girls Christian camp. They don't even have a token Asian. They don't have a token black person. It is a all white only conservative Christian camp. If you ain't white, you ain't right, you ain't getting in, you ain't going, period. And I think that context needs to be said in this matter. If this were a group of Hispanic girls out there, this would not be getting this type of coverage that they're getting. You have carved out an all-white.
Okay, it's a demon. And you hear somebody like that speak, and you think to yourself, well, just women should just be stripped of all rights to vote and things like that. I've explained this before. Let me explain it again. Women are different than men, obviously, as you know. And yes, they're more emotional. There's no question. But women are created with this wonderful motherly nature. They're nurturers. You should see my wife when there's a deer. It's embarrassing. She wants to take it home. Communists, since the invention of communism, have figured out how to use that motherly nature and turn her into a subhuman, because they will twist it and convince her that instead of raising and nurturing a family or children or something like that, instead they'll manipulate it and they'll make her, well, you have to protect the indigenous, or you have to protect the foreigners, the illegals, or the little tranny kids. It's a slow, steady manipulation where they destroy the minds and souls of young women, and the young women turn into the most vicious, violent, murderous communists. Cambodia, it was like this. It was the young women who were the worst. Soviet Union, Mao's China, they were the absolute worst. Young, single women who had their minds and souls twisted, their nurturing nature twisted for communist purposes, were always the most vile and always the most violent. And so when you hear them say these things, you think to yourself, well, they should just be stripped of the right to vote. No, we should stop tossing young women to the freaking wolves. How many times have I warned you about sending your baby girl off to college just because she wants to go to Texas? If you are going to send your daughter off to college, you had better aggressively vet where you are sending her. But we have such a hard time. Look, and I know this too, because I can be a softie as a dad. I know a daughter would own me. She got into Brown University. I have to send her. Well, she's always wanted to go to Tennessee, to university. So I'm going to send her. It's been her favorite. She wants to. She got in. Well, she wants to. Okay. When she comes home driving a Subaru, lesbianed out with a bunch of pits in her face and her hair's half shaved off, and she hates you, and she decided that God's the enemy and America sucks, you'll be regretting it. They will take her wonderful nature and turn it and twist it into something that is evil. It's what they do to young women. Be careful. That's my whole point. Now, I have another point. Since people are calling my smoker a yuppie smoker, which it's not, it's a wood pellet smoker. You know that everything I make on my wonderful Pitmaster smoker is perfect now, right? And you know why it's perfect? No matter what I make. It could be smoking pork, Chris. It could be a brisket. It could be steaks on the grill. It could be whatever. I use the IQ Sense, the amazing wireless cooking thermometer that tells my phone when the meat's done. It's fire and forget. It handles up to 1,000 degrees. You just put it in the oven. Put it on your wonderful wood pellet smoker. Put it on the grill. On the whatever you do, you cook to temperature. You can't screw up the meat. You can't beat my meat. Go to chefiq.com. Use the promo code Jesse. 15% off. ChefIQ.com, promo code Jesse. You're going to love this thing. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing, a fantastic Monday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. If you want to email your love, your hate, your death threats, you can email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. A couple things, just to recap. We did a long, long first hour about all this Epstein stuff. There's no client list. We didn't find evidence of blackmail. This was Peter Doocy and Caroline Levitt from earlier today.
According to the report, this systematic review revealed no incriminating client list. So what happened to the Epstein client list that the Attorney General said she had on her desk?
Well, I think if you go back and look at what the Attorney General said in that interview, which was on your network on Fox News.
I've got the quote.
Go ahead.
John Roberts said, DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen? And she said, it's sitting on my desk right now to review.
Yes, she was saying the entirety of all of the paperwork, all of the paper in relation to Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. That's what the Attorney General was referring to, and I'll let her speak for that. But again,
if I may encourage you on something, I am going to have Mike Benz on my TV show tonight. Remember, I do a TV show every weeknight too on The First TV. I'm going to have Mike Benz on tonight. I'm going to have him on for a long time to talk about this Epstein stuff. What are Epstein's real connections? Not stupid internet fodder. What are the facts? What do we know? If you tune in to that tonight, you are going to be dumbfounded by some of the things Mike Benz is going to say. I'd recommend it. Oh, and by the way, if you can't watch it or don't want to watch it, the TV show is also in the same podcast feed. You can see in the podcast feed it's different. We have all 3 hours of the radio show separated, which is still weird. I don't know why they do that. But we have all 3 hours of the radio show separated. And then you'll notice there's like a fourth hour every day. That's my television show. So you can just listen to it. You don't have to watch it, although what an honor it would be for you to watch me. But what, Chris? No, seriously. Listen to what Mike Benz has to say tonight about Jeffrey Epstein, his CIA connections. You are going to be so much smarter than all of your friends when you show up with that information tomorrow. So just a little tidbit on that. Here's another little tidbit. Switch to Pure Talk. You don't need Verizon. You don't need AT&T. You don't need T-Mobile. You don't need these things at all. Pure Talk's on the same 5G network. You're not sacrificing service. You will pay less, and you will stop giving your money to a company that hates you. Remember I talked earlier about how these communists take over these organizations and use them to further the revolution? That's why all these phone companies started giving money to Black Lives Matter when the animals were burning down American cities. Pure Talk didn't do that with your money, would never do that with your money. Veteran-led. They care about vets. They care about this country so much they hire Americans. Pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250 say Jesse Kelly. All right? All right. I love this one. This is great. So the communists and the media have a tough road right now. And the tough road is this. The American people are happy. They're happy with the Trump administration. His approval numbers have not dipped the way most presidents have by this point in time. He has so far remained steadfast on deportations. The American people are in love with that.
And there's real uniformity here. That's what I really think you see. You see real uniformity. Deported all immigrants who are here illegally. 55% of the New York Times. Marquette, 64%. CBS News, 57%. ABC News with a slightly different question, 56%. So what you're seeing essentially here is a very clear indication that a majority of Americans, in fact, when they're asked this blunt question, which I believe gets at the underlying feelings, do in fact want to deport all immigrants who are here illegally. There's no arguing with these different numbers.
So if you're a communist in the media and you view your role in the media as trashing Donald Trump to push the revolution forward, it creates difficulty. If people are happy, how do you trash him? They're happy with the job he's doing. How do you trash him? Well, they have to handle it really in the same way they handle all the endless climate commie gobbledygook. You have to sell people that it's disastrous. You just can't see it. You know how they do it with all the stupid global warming stuff. The polar bears, they're all dying. Oh, they're not. Well, the ice caps are melting. Well, you're not looking at the ice caps. I'm not looking at the ice caps. Just trust me, it's right around the corner. You can't see it, but right around the corner, it's a total disaster. I promise. Therefore, you should give me all your freedom and money. That's how they do it. This one out of ABC News is amazing. The headline is, how soon will you feel the effects of Trump's mega bill? And the opening sentence is just amazing. President Donald Trump and congressional Republicans' massive tax and spending bill will affect millions of Americans, particularly vulnerable populations. But some of those impacts won't be felt for some time. Look, I swear, this bill that they passed, it is going to hurt so bad. It's going to destroy your life. You might die, but I mean, not for a while. Not for a while. Just know that it's coming, and you should be mad and scared. Just it'll take a while to get here. I promise it's coming.
And now
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Anti-immigration protests erupt in Mexico City. Quote, respect my culture. Oh, is that annoying when a bunch of people move in from a separate country and start to change your city and your culture? Wow, I can see how that might get on your nerves. Are China-linked organizations affecting U.S. environmental policies? Yes. Large amounts of America's, quote, climate change propaganda is funded by the communist Chinese because they understand there's no better, faster way to destroy an economy, to destroy a nation, than by pretending that carbon dioxide is poison and you should smash your own production. Of course they're funding it. Russia says minister fired by Putin killed himself. Oh, yes, look, another Russian guy fell out of his apartment. They really should start putting nets underneath those apartment balconies and windows in Russia. It's just, I mean, they must be super slippery. It's wild how often these people will just fall out. Hey, but whoa, what are you doing? Fighter jets protect Donald Trump during a New Jersey weekend. I think all of us, when we go to New Jersey, should be protected by fighter jets. I will see you tomorrow. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.